many of the commentaries, already beginning with the Medrash, are curious as to the selection of the word Bereshis as the opening word for Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Perhaps it would be more fitting to use Barishona. When you express an introduction, the word Barishona is often employed. Why Bereshis? So there Rashi quotes the Medrash to tell us, Bishvil Torah, Shenikra, Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra, Reishis, that already there's this symbiotic connection from the beginning of time between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael. Yisrael V'Oraisa D'Kudosh Abrihu Chadhu. And this fits in really nicely with the idea brought down by the Baal HaTurim that Bereshis is really an acronym. It stands for Barishona Ra Elokim Sheyikablu Yisrael Torah. That in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already saw that Klal Yisrael would accept the Torah. So you have this idea already set into the Bria. From the beginning of time, Yisrael V'Oraisa D'Kudosh Abrihu Chadhu. And the Chasam Sofer adds his own little piece to this, a fascinating idea. And we know that the Chasam Sofer was a fan or an ally of the Pnimius HaTorah. And he says as follows, if you take the word Bereshis and you remove the shin, you get the gematria of 613. And the shin bimiluo is spelled shin yud nun. Bereshis, he says, shin taryag. What does shin taryag mean? Well, for that, we have to look at a different Baal HaTurim. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Dvarim, V'ro chol ami ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimecha. That the other nations will see that the name of God is proclaimed upon you, and they will be afraid of you. What exactly are we referring to? What are they going to see? Say Chazal, it's tefillin shabrosh. They'll see the tefillin that you're wearing on your head, and as a result, God is proclaimed over us, and they will be afraid. Says the Baal HaTurim, you know what the Shem Hashem Nikra stands for? It's an acronym. It's really Shin. It comes from the word Shin Bimiluo, Shem Hashem Nikra. And lest, says the Chasam Sofer, lest you think that the only time God's name is proclaimed over us is only when V'ro chol ami ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, it's only vis-a-vis the other nations, when they see what we espouse and what we value and what we wear, says no. Every single mitzvah that we do, that we accomplish, is a fulfillment of Shem Hashem Nikra. There are 613 opportunities each and every day for us to glorify God's name, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. And we know this because at the end of the Sefer Devarim, the Zos HaBrach, the last pasuk, says, "V'kol asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael." Everything Moshe did, le'enei kol Yisrael. They saw. The Klal Yisrael saw. What do they see? Through Matan Torah, they saw the power of Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha through the fulfillment of all of the Taryag Mitzvos. So that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the pshat. Another explanation. But the uniqueness and the intentionality of using the word Bereshis to open up Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Bereshis means Taryag Shinin, that Klal Yisrael is crowned with 613 opportunities to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. That is the foundation of our religion is to glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all of those mitzvos. Through those taryag mitzvos, do we accumulate as many shinin as possible? And the more shinin that we accumulate, the better we will be, and the better that Klal Yisrael will be for it as well. Barishona ra Elokim sheyikablu Yisrael Torah. Yes, Bereshis is Yisrael, the Oraisa de Kudosh Abrihu Chadhu, but it also reminds us, says the Chasam Sofer, that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, every opportunity we have to fulfill the Taryag Shinin, Bereshis, the gematria without the Shin is 613, and with the Shin it reminds us, Taryag Shinin, We have 613 opportunities each and every day to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim, not only to the Umos HaOlam, but to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim to ourselves, and strengthen, through that, strengthen our commitment to His Torah. Have a wonderful day.